Good morning. We continue with Maseches Maasos. We are in the first parak. We are up to Mishnah Hay. Up until now, we discussed the point in time when a fruit or a vegetable or any produce, for that matter, becomes chayav and maaser. And the general rule was that it has to be edible. Now, before it's edible, it's not chayav, it's not obligated in a maaser, it does not have to have any of the tithings taken off, it can just be eaten. It is not at all within the category of something which has to have maaser, and it is completely exempt from maaser. What we discussed is at what point the fruit is chayav and maaser. Nevertheless, the halacha is that any fruit, even if it's theoretically chayav to have the maaser tithings taken off of it, the halacha is you're allowed to eat a achilas arai, a temporary or a chance meal. You just snack, a quick snack before you're out in the field and you're, whatever it is, if you're harvesting or you're gathering together all the fruit, you just want to grab a quick snack. The halacha is that that's mutter it's mutter to do that without taking off maaser. Now, the general term that's used for this is gorin. The reason is because it's clear when it comes to grain that the point in time when you're no longer allowed to eat that temporary snack is once you put it through the gorin process, through the threshing process. But after the threshing process, you cannot even eat achilas arai, a temporary meal. At that point in time, you have to take off chum or maaser even to eat your snack. So the Mishnah asks the question, Ezehu garnon lamaisers. When is going to be that goren time, that threshing time? In other words, that landmark time that from there on in you can no longer have a snack. So the Mishnah explains, Hakishuim vadluim cucumbers and gourd mishayi paksu. When he takes off the fuzz, I'm not exactly sure what this process is, but apparently it was some type of fuzz or hairy substance on it when they take it off. That is the process that transformed this peri to something which can no longer be eaten, even as a snack without maaser. If he's not doing that process, when he puts it into a pile, avatiach, watermelons, mi sheyishalik, v'meinim mishalik ad sheyase yaasu mukta. It seems like shiluk is the same type of thing, where there was some type of fuzz or some type of hairy fringe substance on the end of it that they would take off. So if he's not going to do the process, ad sheyase mukta, until he puts it on the mukta. This mukta has nothing to do with the concept of mukta on Shabbos. Mukta in this case refers to an area where they would set out different fruits to dry out. So if he's, and it was standard that they would do this with watermelons, so once he puts it in that area, to put it in that area to dry out, that's considered the gemar malacha, after which he can no longer eat an achilas arai, a snack of it. If he wants to, he would have to take off the proper maasers. Yarek hanegad, vegetables which are generally tied up, maybe asparagus or any other type of vegetable which normally gets tied into bundles. Mishayegad, once he ties it into a bundle, then he can no longer have a snack without taking off maaser. The main oigid, let's see, he's not tying it up. Ad shimalei sakeli, until he fills up the vessel that he plans to use to transport it. V'meinu malei sakeli, ad shilakit kol tzarchai, if he's not going to be filling up the keli, then until he gathers together as much as he plans to gather together, and however he's going to move it from one place to the next, that's when it's chayav v'maaser, even for a snack. Kalkala, if he's filling up a basket, ad shiachaf, until he covers the basket. That point in time, you cannot eat it even for a snack without taking off maaser. Then Eina Machafi is not covering it, Ad Shimalei Sakeli, so he fills up the vessel that he plans on using to transport it. Then Eina Malei Sakeli, Ad Shilakit Kol Tzarchai, he's not filling up a vessel until he gathers as much as he wants. The idea being over here, that's the final halacha that you're doing before it gets to the next stage of being sold. Now the Mishnah says very clearly, B'Amed Dvar Mamurim, when is all this talking about? B'Meilech L'Shuk, in a case where he is taking it to the market to sell it. Av b'mayach lebeisai, if he's simply taking it home to eat it for a snack, for lunch, all these rules do not apply. It's much more subjective in such a case. And the halacha is, it's not chayav and maaser for a snack until he actually gets into the house. As the pasuk says, v'yarti yakodesh min abayis, and that alludes to the fact that it has to go into his house. Once it goes into his house, he can no longer have a snack without maaser. But before it goes into the house, he can have it as he pleases, as long as it's only a snack.